Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
I just got an email that I'm qualified to get a wash if I do the survey. And I did a survey. I put all my information, and it's telling me my car is a bad deal. So I wish a fault is not true. So I want to know why. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure I understood what you stated.
I just got an information online that I'm qualified to get a free wash, but I have to do this survey. And I did a survey, and it asked me for my bank card information. And I put it in, and it's telling me that my bank card is expired. And I said, that's not true. My bank card not expired.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code so I can see if it went through on our end here?
08081.
Your first and last name, ma'am?
Bendu Wilson. They said hurry up. It's only available today.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I see an account here listed. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your shipping address?
Far West on Apollo Drive, Seekerville, New Jersey, 08081.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that it states that they have you here attempting to sign up for the earbuds, and it states that it's declined by payment gateway due to CVV mismatch. So it's stating that the CVV number was put in incorrectly.
What do you call a CVV number?
The three-digit card number? I mean, the three digits on the card?
It's 543.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just informing you what it states in the system.
Okay, can you correct it? That's why it's 543.
We don't take over the phone orders. You would have to place the order online, ma'am.
Well, I placed the order online. Then why they keep telling me, say, it's not correct, and that is it. So that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all do this thing to fool customer, because why would you tell me it's not correct, and I say that's it? So y'all do it to fool customer. That's what I'm saying. That's not nice. You don't do that to tease customer.
Sorry?
You don't do that to tease customers.
I'm not sure what you mean, ma'am.
You don't fool customers, because I'm like, I feel like they're fooling me. Because I'm doing the right thing, and they say I'm not doing the right thing. That's what I'm saying. I feel like they're fooling me.
No, ma'am. It's a legitimate survey. It's just, I'm just informing you what the system is in stating. It states that it was a CVV mismatch. You can perhaps try a different card to sign up, but this one, it shows that it was the
card. That's my card I use. Why I would use a different card? That's the problem. I don't mind using different cards, but this information here is correct. That's what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? So what's the problem?
Ma'am. I understand what you're stating, but us personally, it wouldn't be anything that customer service can do, as we don't take over the phone orders. You would have to place the order online.
That's why I say, which means they lie to people, and you don't lie to customer. You know what I'm saying? You lie to customer, and customer is doing the right thing, and then you say it's not correct, so you lie. You're lying to customer. That's not good, because I can go in line and rail you and rail you and give her my rating. That's what I'm saying.
Sir.
Now they keep saying, please select your sticks. Okay. Now, this is bullshit. This is not nice. Mm-mm. You got to do something about it. You know you're not going to do it. You don't lie to customer. You understand what I'm saying? And I asked you to help me. You say you can't help me.
I'm informing you we don't take over the phone orders. The only information that I can advise you is to try to sign up with a different credit card. But this is a legitimate survey.
They say your credit card is about to expire. Why are you talking about my credit card is about to expire? Your information, that's my information. Why do you say it's about to expire? Your purchase has backed by our 100% money. If you are not happy with the result, we will refund your money. No question asked. This is nonsense. You know that? I'm sorry, but this is bullshit. How you say my credit card is about to expire? And that's my credit card number. It's right back here. 543. And it check correct. Then you still say my card is about to expire. You know, you're fooling people. You don't do that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. As I stated, I'm informing you this is a legitimate survey. It's nothing that customer service can do that if it's stating that the payment is being declined. As I stated, I just advise you to sign up with a different credit card. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do want to thank you for giving customer service a call. You have a great day, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to radio, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go on Varasi website, radio. And maybe put the understanding of Varasi, they can lie. You can fool customers. And that's not nice. I'm going to go there and radio. My card is value. I get money on my card. Everything you're telling me is not legitimate. It's business, huh? You don't do that to customers. You drive them away.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize for the inconvenience. As I stated, thank you for giving customer service a call. You have a great day.
I just crossed your own and go your own line and read your very rules. Fuck your shit all of y'all. That's all. Bye. Bye.
Goodbye, customer.
I hope you keep my number down. I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to get a bye, really. And you can't do that to customers. Sit there, waste my time for information. And you're telling me, say, my car not value. You need to add your finger. Look at it, telling me bullshit right now. That's not nice. That's not your business. I call you. You can't. What's your name, please?
My name is Kyra, Kyra.
Okay, because maybe when I call, they will ask me who will help you. Because I'm telling you, my card got money on it.
Okay, ma'am. I'm informing you we don't take over the phone orders. You'll hear that with anyone. We all follow the same protocol here. It would have to be placed online. I'm informing you what is stating why it's stating that your card is declined. It's not stating that it's insufficient funds. It's informing us in the system it states CVV mismatch. There's nothing that we can do about that is what I'm informing you, ma'am. I apologize for the inconvenience. Hello.